This is Super Yacht Radio.
And welcome back to Super Yacht Radio. I'm continuing our wonderful show of Super Yacht Foodie, the new platform in the Super Yacht industry, which is bringing some fantastic products around the world. We're focusing once again back in Finland and looking at Scandinavian foods. In particular, looking this time on Scandinavian meats and some amazing sauces that go with it. So to join us today from Maustaja, which is one of the largest and most northern contract manufacturers of food, I have joining me Joha and Paulina. Lovely to have you both here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us. Yeah, it was really nice to join to this.
So looking, I mean, there's a long history. I'm kind of starting with ketchup. And even before I was born, the company started going. Interesting historical origins. Can you share with us a little bit about how the company started and grew to where it is now?
Yeah, definitely. In the autumn of 1972, so 50 years already, the company was founded to kind of employ the wives of the woodworkers of Pyhäntä. So it was really interesting to how the Maustaja company has been established. And I think then it began from peeling onions, and after that came ketchup and mustard and a lot of other dressings, but all the time kind of manufacturing, contract manufacturing in a way that we're producing products for other brands, for customers, retail chains, food service in a different fields, and also in food industry. So in a lot of different segments and a lot of different customers also.
And I mean, it's really like you started with ketchup, but now I'm kind of looking at your website. You have so many different products on offer now. It's really kind of expanded, not just size. I can't remember how many tons of tomatoes you guys use every year, but it was a big number and it was in tonnage.
That's true. A lot of different products. I think annual production is about 10 million kilos about, and approximately 400 or 450 different products. So it's a lot of things have happened after our establishment, and now we have invested in a new pouch factory earlier this year. So these pouches are kind of something new, something healthy that we're offering to customers.
So looking at the Super Yacht Foodie platform, you sort of have two things going. The first is healthy snacks on the go, and the other is some very distinguished sauces of different sorts. So first for the pouches, you were saying, because anyone who has worked on a boat and a yacht know that sometimes they do not have time to stop. So healthy food on the go and quick healthy snacks are fantastic. And yours is a compote of sorts, but quite distinguishly Scandinavian in your choice of berries. It's not like the ones that my kids had when they were small.
So this is something new that we're bringing to market as an easy and to use and on the go, take with you, and healthy, vegan, plant-based. So it's for everybody. The two flavors that we're beginning with is bilberry, which is the kind of blueberry, but it has been grown in the forest, so it's hand-picked bilberry pouch too, and then there's the lingonberry, so really Scandinavian tastes, and with some oat, which is gluten-free, so also for the special diets. Those are
which actually is increasingly common. You know, people aren't necessarily celiac anymore, but they are minding the gluten and
yes.
The And oats are a huge product, actually, of Finland. I believe you're the second biggest producer in the world. But nutritionally, it's that healthy balance of minerals and carbs to go with your fruit cake. Fantastic.
Yeah. 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 And the other one that you mentioned is kind of this kind of sauce or side for this reindeer meat that we're offering. Lingonberry jam, for example, is really one easy and really kind of convenient way to kind of have not so kind of fat, oily seasonings or others, but kind of light taste lingonberry.
Like sweet, like a chutney?
Yeah, kind of that, yeah. To go with the reindeer meat. So something, of course, we're trying to develop different segments, and that is one for the reindeer meat we're offering.
Which we will be hearing later on, some amazing things about reindeer meat, actually. But also, you also have quite a bit of the more, as we were saying before the show, what I certainly use so much in my house is you also have mayonnaises, Dijon mustard or mayonnaises, as well as some vegan options that you've developed as well of a similar range.
Yeah, yeah. So we produce, as you mentioned, about ketchup, mustards, different sauces like salad dressings, spice dressings, dessert sauces, other berry products also. But these vegan options from beginning from mayonnaise, of course, it's mayonnaise is really big segment, and it's been growing every year. But also kind of now seeing that also the vegan ways, diets, yeah, it's really growing. So we can offer an option to that too. Yeah.
Which is, it's interesting. I've certainly seen, you know, I was vegetarian and when I was a 20-something. Now, 3 out of 4 of my children are already vegetarian, and a large amount, this whole new generation, I think, have become much more aware of their diet, of the environmental impacts. You know, it's a combination for many of them, but I would see a really big demand in the market for good, a bit like, you know, being gluten-free 20 years ago, there weren't very many options. Being vegan 10 years ago, there weren't that many options. And now I look and I'm like, oh, fantastic. There's such a bigger amount of choice for people on specialty diets.
Yeah. I think it's grown really much in past 5 years. It's really growing, and different flavors, different segments. So yeah, it's really growing, and we can see it too. That's why we're looking out what we can offer as from Mausteas side, what we can offer as plant-based vegan, something new and healthy.
Mm-hmm. And one of your ethos seems to be quite the tailor-made approach as well of developing new flavors and new types of sauces and stuff specifically for your clients has also been one of your strengths.
Yeah, that's true, because our customers are our big food service retail chains. So we are looking for something new. So we tailor make every product to match their needs. And we can see that it's growing, as mentioned, for example, the vegan products. So we're kind of looking also not just ourselves, but what the consumers are looking for. What do they want? What is now trending? So, yeah,
And
it's one of our
new things. I mean, to be honest, that's the other thing. People are wanting new flavors. People are a lot more traveled. They've tried out different things. Yeah. Chefs are wanting something different. So having more different options is, we're not just staying with the one thing that we would have had for 30 years of my generation, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And for example, as mentioned earlier, the mayonnaise side, it's the flavors have grown. It's in one segment, in one product segment, the flavor have expanded really, really much. And the options for also the vegan side, it's really kind of growing. So you can see it in every way. And yeah, the volumes are big in that segment.
Yeah. You guys have been in production quite a long time. Quality and certification is also one of your very focused parts of your company, and making sure that you keep to that really, really high standard. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as you mentioned, that we highly appreciate the quality and product quality, but we also have this quality certificate, BRC, and that is one that kind of guidelines our production, and everything that we do is the quality and our one of our high kind of not slogans, but is the taste of quality that we serve every step the quality also in our doing, but in also with the product itself, so it would be seen in every step and in every stage.
We've talked earlier about the pouches, which I think one of the things I'm really aware of is on board, that even though they may be feeding 20 people at least on some boats a night, their provisioning has to be really carefully done because there's limited space and how much they can fit. So packaging and how easily it is a really big part of it too. That's one of, you were saying how you've actually set up a whole new section to do the compote packs, but packaging and having that kind of easily done would actually, I think, would be great help for provisioners too, because you
buy
in all sizes basically.
Yeah. And now we're offering the beginning is kind of nearly 100 grams, that really easy snack to enjoy when you're on the go. But also the packaging is it's so small, so you have a really good snack at the time that you need it, and it's really convenient way to kind of offer for provisioners to present something new to that segment too.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's also handy that you do it in all sizes, so you know, they can get a massive big tub of say mayonnaise, where you also go right down to the small snack packs. Kind of accommodating all needs and sizes on that.
Yeah.
And finally, we will be talking a little bit later with Ronka, who you also know very well. But your Instagram page as well has lots of different ideas of different ways of using sauces. You mentioned particularly about, you know, lingonberry chutney, for want of better, to go with reindeer meat. And I'm sure I love the kind of slightly Scandinavian influence in flavors as well. But I'm sure there's a plethora of menu ideas as well that you have to complement things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely we have and a lot of options either way to use the pouch products or even the sauces. So there is a lot of options to use it with meat, without meat, with fish. So there is a lot of option that it's not that common just to stay in one side dish or one product. So you can use our sauces, for example, with different main dishes, or we have other dips. So you can dip veggies or whatever you wish to. So yeah, there is a lot of options that we can share how to use, or many suggestions to use our products.
Wonderful. Yoha, we hardly caught you up because I know you have been working with the company for the past decade at least, I believe. So you must have seen quite an expansion in that time, and different changes because of changing trends and food.
Great. Okay. Line is not so good. Yes, I can. I have worked for this company over 15 years, and we have seen a lot of changes on the market. Now you see that the life cycle for different products are much, much shorter than, for example, 10 years ago. If you can, and also if you compare the time for 5 years ago, it has brought a lot of projects to us for the developing process. We have to develop and tailor new products to our current and new customers. Maybe this is the big trend on the market. Sorry.
No, I was just saying, so going from concept to production is actually a much quicker cycle now, which I presume it almost has to be to keep up with the trends.
Yeah, just so. And you can find more segments if you think about consumer market. And it's challenging if you think about Finland, for example. We have so small country, and it's difficult to find enough big segment. But now we are going to international market, and it's easier to find interesting segment to us. And we have found our own role on the market, because our customers, they can be retail chains or marketing companies or industrial customers. They need this kind of friend and partner to develop together with our customers to new product, to serve new segments, which are demanding all the time, more demanding all the time.
Which I can see from your company, you've been easily keeping up with, it would seem. Thank you both so much for joining us today. For all of you listening on board and wondering about discovering a bit more, a lot of these products now are coming through Superyacht Foodie platform, who is a marketing platform, as many of you know from listening. They have a network of provisioners around the world to help deliver these to you on board. But for particularly your mayonnaises, your compotes, your special sauces, now the snack pack of fruit and oat compotes, I think you've pretty much got the whole of your sauces covered with a mouse diet. So thank you both for joining me today. It was lovely to hear. I have to say, lingonberry, having lived in Scandinavia, lingonberry and bilberry are really unique berries. They've got such a wonderful flavor. But as it turns out, you have something like 36 different types of berries in Finland, as it turns out. So we're just obsessed with the ones we get.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you very much for having us.
Wonderful.
Thanks a lot. I'm sorry for this bad line, but I have to say that I'm picking up strawberry berries on the field just now. And
wonderful. So good. Great way to finish.
Yeah.
Well, stick with us, everybody. Yeah. We've got a bit more music coming up next, and we will be rolling on to talk about what meats you put these sauces with, and we'll be looking at some very specific Scandinavian meats. So stay with us, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after the music.
This is Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favourite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly, who will fulfil your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook, and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.